Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Pieces, guys. This week we are going forward in the UK Marvel Comics, and this is the issue that's called Creating the Constructicons. Well, actually, it's called a much longer title. I'll let you do that when it gets there, but that's the whole thing on the cover. I'm here with Boo, the Excellent Underground.com.
Howdy.
Hey, and we are getting into some really cool parts of creating the Marvel UK universe.
Yes.
So, by the way, really cool cover here.
Oh yeah. Will Simpson did this one.
Okay.
Who we previously saw his work on the covers for The Wrath of Guardian and The Wrath of Grimlock.
Oh, okay. Grimlock. I mean, that's all you have to say, man. But wait, no, he it was John Stokes that was in the art that had the big heads on them, right? Not was it John Stokes? Yeah, the actual book art, not the covers.
Will Simpson did the covers, like the one that has Grimlock with like the multiple rows of teeth.
Oh yeah, with the fire
Yeah.
and stuff around them. Oh yeah,
Yeah.
they're good covers. And once again, like this, like I said, this is great. When this cover, it kind of pulls in all elements of the story. Like on this this current what's happening in the story, all in one cover, which is kind of
Oh
nice.
yeah, I mean you've got a brain module being worked on, Shockwave overseeing it, and Optimus Prime forced to watch.
Forced. I don't know, man. I'm starting to wonder about him. Maybe he likes to. Hey, not gonna say anything, you know. Not gonna shame, but maybe he. To protest too much.
Maybe so.
Well, then again, he's over there, like he's waxing poetic every time, Shockwave comes around to talk to him.
Right.
Like, you devil, you fiend, kind of stuff.
I think he's trying to keep him distracted from figuring out that he doesn't have the creation matrix anymore.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
It's funny how long it has taken Shockwave to get bodies for these guys, because he created these guys back in, or the brain modules
Yeah.
were given life back in issue, I guess, 5 of the US. So, yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, you'd say a minute for sure, certainly.
Yeah.
So actually I was alluding to the actual name of these two issues is the next best thing to be in there.
Yep.
Man, that is a long subtitle for this little arc.
Well, it's a reference to the old Ma Bell long distance slogan
Oh, it is, isn't it?
that they had since the 60s until they were broken up in the 80s. So yeah, that was their whole thing, is long distance through Bell system is the next best thing to be in there.
I kind of forgot about that. That's
And this whole issue is about a long distance call.
Yes, it is. Oh yeah, and we get reference back to the aerospace assembly plant, and
Oh yeah, the whole thing pretty much takes place in it, this part.
I almost kind of picture Shockwave taking Optimus Prime's head around on like a mobile like a thing to hold so he can see everything.
Right.
Yes, he's
See,
next to
he's forcing him to look at it. He could have just left him in the room, but nope. Here, look what we're doing. It's almost like, I mean, Shockwave wants him to join with him in, I wouldn't say celebration,
No.
but
It's
yeah,
almost.
to enjoy the advancement he's causing it. He's, oh, look, you're creating new life. It's like you're forcing me to create monsters.
It's
And
almost
with,
like he's bragging.
right.
He was a show off.
Well, he even told me, like, Optimus Prime, you were its parent, of this new generation. And it's
Optimus
almost
Prime.
like he wants Optimus Prime to have pride, but, Shockwave's emotionless. So, of course, he has no empathy. He can't figure out that, hey, this isn't cool to Optimus. Optimus isn't going to like this.
Yeah, it's almost he doesn't. There's some people I would actually say this is not to give Shockwave any credit, but one of the men or the traits of a psychopath is not understanding emotional states or emotional and not having empathy in others.
Yeah.
And that there's various degrees. And psychopathy is very broad. It's not like one thing.
Okay,
Shockwave
he's
is
very Sheldon Cooperish.
he is. He is very he's Shockwave is essentially he's a psychopath. But it's not his he didn't it's like he wasn't wired that way. He wasn't wired to have any kind of empathy or emotions. And it's
He's
kind of
evil
what
Spock.
he kind of is. Yeah, he's it's one of his best strengths, and I think one of his biggest weaknesses also, just like Spock. But
So
you know,
does Shattered Glass Shockwave have like the goatee, but he's like Prowl? Or is he like overly emotional?
no, guys, we can't go shooting them. They might be having dinner. I don't know, man. That's a good question. I want to see a Shockwave with a little goatee. Oh man, we gotta have the sash and a little blade next to his on his belt.
Right.
That's needed. That's yeah, everyone. Yes, we are old and we are referencing the original series, Star Trek.
Oh yeah. Well, hey, that was old when we were born, so
Yeah, you're right. It was in reruns and syndication.
yeah.
So.
'Cause I wasn't even born when Star Trek was on air or
Oh
for
God,
first time. It was
you're
reruns for
ancient.
me.
Oh man, okay, that really puts things in perspective. Thank you.
Although my older brothers did fight over watching Star Trek versus my dad who wanted to watch Hee Haw.
I
And
mean,
that's how we ended up with a second TV in the house so that, you know, dad could watch Hee Haw and my older brothers could watch Star Trek.
yeah. Now, people who don't live in the South or the United States. Hee Haw was like essential Southern music and I guess
It was a country and western variety
yeah,
show,
variety show,
basically.
like skits and
Yeah.
stuff. Yeah. I
With
mean
Barbie Benton.
think about Daisy Dukes of Dukes of Hazzard, and there's like you know clones of her. This is like if Benny Hill took place in the South.
Right. It's like, yeah, if you mix a Duke of Hazzard with Benny Hill, you had Hee Haw.
Little notion of Saturday Night Live in there too.
Oh yeah, I
A
mean it's the
little.
only show where you could go on and, you know, on purpose get spit in the face by Johnny Cash or someone like that, so
Yeah.
Waylon
Classic
Jennings.
American TV.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways.
So we have a new penciler on this issue.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, Ricardo Villamonte.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, how exotic.
Yeah, he was pretty prolific then, though. I mean, he did a lot of work. Like for his pencils, he worked on Doctor Strange, Savage Sword of Conan.
Okay.
He did Indiana Jones comics,
Oh,
Kazar,
okay. Cool.
and Crystar.
The star.
He actually did
Nice.
the pencils inside of number 8, which he didn't do the cover, but that's the issue where Danzig got the skull that he used for all his stuff. It's off
Oh,
that
gosh.
Crystar cover. He did the interior artwork for that.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. That's
But
really
yeah,
cool.
he did covers. He did the cover for American issue number 10.
Okay.
And then yeah, he did ink. I mean, he was everywhere, man. I mean, he inked X-Men, Avengers, I mean, you know, he even did like a bunch of Marvel team ups, Master of Kung Fu, Ms. Marvel,
Nice.
Iron Man. I mean, he was like everywhere in Marvel. So I think he was a very versatile guy that they would call, because if you notice the last couple of issues on Transformers, the American side, they've kind of had to like pull everybody in to get them done.
Yeah, and you can kind of tell that.
Yeah. And you notice there's like some different people working like on each of these because they're just trying to get them out. And I'm sure it had to do with like some of Hasbro's demands because, hey, we've got this stuff on the market. We need it advertised in the comic.
Yeah, which is probably what made them get the Constructicons out here so fast.
Right. Well, they were dragging their feet on it for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, for the way he's pushing this Shockwave for the next robot is very sped up compared to this, but also this is like well after season one has finished showing and you're just now getting the Constructicons. You don't have the Insecticons except for in the annual in the UK.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
mean,
they
they
really.
just got the Dinobots a couple of issues back.
They're really just falling behind pretty badly here.
Yeah, well, I mean, to get the new product out, which, comics run at a slower pace than cartoons. Yeah, cartoons, you can get like several irons going in the fire. You
Yeah.
know, you have your overseas sweatshops animating, you know.
Yes, it's not like it's not as if you have Ricardo Villamonte can be penciling like three issues at the same time.
Oh, well, he might, because I mean, if you look at his resume, it's a mile long, man.
Well, he may be one of those guys who could just churn it out.
Yeah, he worked on DC too, but like I said, I was overwhelmed just by the Marvel stuff, so I'm sure he was lot the big two's like go-to guy when they needed stuff done, because he was
He's
like
probably young. He's
everywhere.
probably a good fill-in guy. Like, we need you here, we need you there, and let's go wherever you're needed kind of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, his art's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, these people's faces actually look like they're, living people.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of people, we have Gabe and Ferdy again.
Yes.
They are our gruesome twosome through this whole thing.
Yeah.
And if we remember, all this is Gabe's fault.
Wait, how was that again?
He's the guy that picked up the really cool tape deck that was sitting in the parking lot and
That's
put it in his
right.
locker. All this is Gabe's fault.
Gabe.
I mean, they had all the massive guns and everything around the place, so to keep the Decepticons out, and he just carries Soundwave right into the core with Laserbeak with him, and yeah. So here he is in the middle of this too. He and Ferd or Ferdy are
Ferdy.
just yeah,
I want to
assembling the
say,
Constructicons too.
yeah. Ferdy must be short for like Ferdinand, because that's a weird name.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's Gabriel and Ferdinand.
Yeah. Like a Rosencrantz and Guildenstern duo here.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, they're building the Constructicons in this the Aerospace Assembly Plant number one.
I almost wish we got more stories about these guys after all this.
Yeah.
Like, have them team up with Circuit Breaker as like two of her lackeys or something.
We need old robots too.
Yeah.
How much though?
What do they call them, wire brains?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, like Freddy's like, just do what I just do what they tell me. I don't ask questions. It's pretty
Yeah.
smart. And is it just me, or is Gabe, are Gabe's lips green here?
I think he has a blonde mustache. Yeah, he's.
Oh,
Yeah.
come on. All right, Nell, I'm trying to be cool about you, Nell. Come on. You can do this. I'm believing you.
Well, I mean, it's definitely not the same green as their shirts, their
No.
uniforms.
It's like a very fluorescent green.
Yeah.
It's very 90s
He's been
hair.
huffing the paint they're using on the Constructicons.
I mean, in this situation, I just might. I mean, you're
It's
working
the only
for.
joy Shockwaves allows him is to huff the lime green paint.
Yes, kill your brain cells. Squishy organics.
If he huffs enough of it, he'll kill enough brain cells to pick up another Decepticon and bring him in, just like his buddy.
And like you said though, oops, hit my little camera here. Like you said, the pencils here are pretty good, and there's a lot of intricate circuitry or like the mechanics, the stuff that they go into with this.
Yeah.
I mean, like the following pages, I mean, like Shockwave looks good. He looks consistently good. He has like he does there's a thing that happens a lot in these early issues. Like sometimes people want to draw them like too blocky or too disproportioned. And like Shockwave looks pretty good. He looks like he looks like he could actually exist.
He looks like the toy.
He does.
And
But
that toy had really good proportions. His legs were a
oh
little
yeah.
skinny, but
Well,
other than that, I
yeah.
mean, the toy was that was a decent toy. I
Yeah,
still
yeah.
remember seeing it in the shops like back in the day and just being impressed by how large it was.
Oh yeah, and of course, we all know that the Shockwave. So you have the Galactic Man. Like all, they sold a lot of those.
Oh
They were
yeah, I actually
very
had that
prolific.
before I had Shockwave. I
Yeah.
had it was one of the gray ones. I don't remember if it was Astro Magnum. It was given to me by a cousin.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't want it anymore. I guess he realized it wasn't Shockwave,
Yeah.
so he just gave it to me, and I was like, man, this thing's great, because I remember it had the red eye and the red gun arm, and I was like, I wish I still had it.
Yeah, those things are actually quite valuable now,
That
which
and they've
weird.
worked that recolor into,
Yes.
canon
Yeah, I
several
actually got that
times.
somewhere.
Yeah.
The one they did recently.
Well, and even like in was it Transformers Animated?
Yes, when they did he was doing the double agent thing where he was an Autobot.
Yeah, and he
Yeah.
was gray, and then when he would transform to Shockwave, he'd stay gray, and it wasn't until he rejoined Megatron that he turned purple again.
Yeah. The long
So,
arm was what he's called as an Autobot.
yeah,
Yeah.
spoiler. Spoiler for an almost 20-year-old cartoon.
Yeah. Sorry,
You're giving it
guys.
away.
Sorry. If you don't pick up on that pretty early in the show.
It was a pretty good twist at first.
Well, it was. I think it's because we or the toys on the shelves and you could see what it was gonna do.
And you could tell like Derek Wyatt was a real fan
Oh yeah.
because he
Oh,
worked in so many little in jokes like that.
and also Derek Wyatt also had a lot of he was a lot of fan of G1 stuff because he tried to work in every little cameo he could.
Oh yeah.
I mean, even like they would be never be even named, but you could pick them out like that's Ironhide, that's
We
you.
should do some of those
That's a
episodes.
fun ep it's a fun show.
Yeah, that whole show was great.
I mean, even Sari as a character. She was funny, like, and there's all that I always remember the first interaction when Sari meets Bumblebee. And she's like, "I'm sorry." He's like, "Don't be, it's okay." In a
Yeah.
little dad joke in there, it was fantastic. Oh yeah, no, that's the guy who did the voice of Bumblebee in that show. It was really good.
Oh yeah,
Buster
Bumper Robinson.
Bumper
Yeah.
Robinson. He did a great
Oddly,
job.
isn't that kind of funny? Bumper did Bumblebee.
There you go. It's all coming together, folks.
Right?
So the get a few panels showing the brain module of the well the featured brain modules of the Constructicons, and they're really neat. Like they're just these like they're cubish rectangular boxes essentially with a bunch of circuitry and like gears. Well, not really gears, but pipes and stuff inside.
I was waiting for him to put them in the lament configuration.
It kind of looks like he could. And but it's just kind of neat seeing this. Oh, there's Gabe and Ferdy again. It was like he like Shockwave, which here's a page where he's not done that drawn that well. But it's the conquest of the planet and all the destruction of all the Autobots. And they're like, why are all those things starting to point this way? Don't you don't
Well,
ask
yeah,
questions,
this
Ferdy?
is an ink issue on this
Yeah.
page.
It looks like it. There's a lot of pencils that did not have to get inked.
Yeah.
It looks very, I don't know, vague. The
Well, the
machines look.
focus is on all the machinery.
Yeah, and that might actually be on purpose, like where the inks were not done very hard, so you could really see all the detail in the machinery.
Right.
Almost like if you on a camera you were to like focus in on the foreground and leave the background, kind of blurry. It could be on purpose there. So that's gonna be kind of
Well,
neat.
and you would think that with the scale there, that Shockwave and Optimus are actually pretty far back because he's
Yeah.
like 30 feet tall, something like that.
Gabe and Ferdy come up to his hips, so yeah, it
Yeah.
would definitely be there. They're probably like they're, back in the back end of a like a, I don't know a assembly room.
It's a force perspective thing.
Yeah, that makes sense because Ferdy and Gabe a little closer to the what would be the camera. They're a little more detailed, so
Yeah.
looking at it that way, it's actually a pretty good job.
Yeah, and they do that in comics too, where they'll leave out details to, I guess, to give you an idea of distance, of depth.
Yeah, which works really well. And like picking that apart and looking at that way makes a lot of sense.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It doesn't help that all the foreground things are kind of just like a whitish blue.
I think it's supposed to be like silver or metallic.
Right.
Whenever you have something you're trying to show it's as silver, you give it like a blue reflection
Right.
on it. Yeah.
If it had like a little more detail on the color and the ink,
Yeah.
it's got a lot of good line work, but not a lot of, I guess, texturing.
Yeah.
And that would like make it stand out more towards the foreground
And they're apparently
art
they
nerd
are
stuff.
yeah. They're enlarging the brain modules to a place inside the bodies that have been built.
And I'm curious about that because, yeah, they're enlarging it, but it's like, are they really? Because you see later the brain modules and like active transformers isn't any bigger.
I don't know. They
Yeah,
say it
it's
isn't a
just a
lot.
odd phrasing.
Yeah. But I mean, how would they enlarge it besides like using a like a reverse Honey I Shrunk the Kids kind of beam? I don't know
Or
how
does
to
it mean
do
like
that.
they're fully assembled, like they're enlarged, but you know they've been had all the stuff added to them? You see it adding stuff to them.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is.
That could be like adding the wiring and stuff coming off of
Because
it.
even if you look where they're putting Scavenger's head on, the brain module is still tiny.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost, it could be. You can kind of see like there's like almost tendrils coming off it. Like, you've been a practicing electrician. You know, whenever you have your breaker box, and then you have all your wires coming off of that going to different parts of the house or in rather. Kind of seems like they're doing that, like putting wires off to match different sections of the body, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Maybe that's what they're talking about. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
And it looks like Gabe might have got his mustache singed.
I wonder how.
It would have been funny if like in the next scene they show him like he's got like half a mustache.
I'm looking because this is supposed to be this is supposed to be Scavenger and they're putting the face on, and actually it is. That's pretty dead on the toy.
Yeah.
I've got the toy
It's
here, I mean.
obviously Scavenger's head,
Yeah.
and he's got an odd head too, so
He does. He does. They obviously did not have that head on the Sunbow show. That's why it
no, they
looks.
had that one on the Sunbow show also.
They did. Well, maybe I just didn't notice as much. I don't know.
And that is the face that put a hole in Prowl.
Yes. Let me go back and look at
Spoiler
that.
alert.
We haven't gotten there yet, man.
I know, right?
Oh no, Gabe and Ferdy have the full mustaches. Look at that.
I know. I was hoping for a half mustache,
They
but
are.
no.
That is some very early 80s Tom Selleck style Magnum PI mustaches.
Yeah, that's who
Well,
I thought of.
or actually, how about the
Magnum.
actually like what was it? What was it? The two brothers who were like or one's a kind of look. He'll kind of look like Daryl Earnhardt Jr. and the other one's a blonde guy.
You talking about Simon and Simon?
Simon to Simon, yeah.
Yeah, that was like Major Dad.
Yeah.
The one with the mustache was
Yeah,
Major
yeah.
Dad.
And
See,
if
more
you
dated references that nobody who's listening is going to know what we're talking about.
did you ever
Unless you're really
see
old.
the blonde brother in I'm sure you've seen Prince of Darkness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like the movie a lot. They've got the Simon and Simon Prince of Darkness mustache going on. It
Oh,
looks
yeah, in
really
that
weird
one.
on like the actor on the movie. He's
They
always weird.
really overplayed Alice Cooper's part in that movie when they were like advertising it and. Like
Yeah.
on the DVDs and all that, they always have Alice Cooper's face on it, and it's like, he's not really in it that much.
Man, it would be cooler to have the guy. I'm trying to think of his name. He's in like Big Trouble in Little China. He plays the older Asian sage kind of guy all the time.
Oh yeah, he was in The Golden Child
He was
also.
also yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be cool if they had him on the cover because he's in all these things. He's identifiable. Man, he's such an 80s icon for action movies, especially this is John Carpenter, who he also had him in Big Trouble Little China. So yeah, they actually had a lot of the same actors if you look at the Big Trouble Little China
That's
and
Victor Wong.
Victor Wong. That's the guy's name. Thank you.
Yes.
He always has that kind of like lazy looking eye, or like
Yeah.
has almost like he's got the Uncle
It's like
Ruckus
he's
eye.
winking at you, but he ain't.
He's got the Uncle Ruckus eye.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
You know, well, yeah. A lot less racism, but
Well, that and it's not as bulging on the other side.
it's not, it's not.
Just the other one is like winky at you. But yeah,
So,
okay, so Gabe and Ferdy have witnessed like something that no one's really seen before.
the births of new Transformers.
Yeah, they saw where these things came from. I mean, the intel these guys could share is just crazy.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, let me think here. So there's
These
Long.
guys should be like in witness protection. You
They really
know,
should at this
the
point.
government should be like just tapping them for info for all the stuff because they literally helped build these guys.
Yeah, they should have put like a failsafe in there to help, blow them up later.
These guys should have been headmasters. They should have been like
God.
working with Arcana, like binary bonding stuff.
Actually, yeah, and the long haul face is just about right also. There it is. Yeah, well, it's not going to get on the camera. Yeah, long haul face is pretty spot on. Also, his body's a lot less, thick, but you don't really want that for an animation model.
Yeah, these are following the Sunbow animation models for the most part.
They are, but they're pretty spot on with the faces, especially that scavenger one. That is a weird face.
Yeah, Scavenger's got, it's almost like he's got a rectangular gas mask on.
It kind of does look like that, yeah. And Scrapper having this faceplate and all that. Yeah, everyone else looks pretty spot on. Mixmaster with the gun over his head.
Yeah.
But yeah,
They
everything
always do
looks.
the double gun. He had like another gun too that went there, like a missile or something, but it's a single.
They
He had a single
never.
and a double, and they always use the double.
I only remember the double. I guess I never really used the single one.
Yeah.
There are several things you could have plugged into that slot on the top of his head.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's.
So we have something kind of funny here, though, is
What's
that
that?
when in the scene where it shows all six Constructicons completed, in the IDW reprint, Scrapper and Hook's names are misspelled.
Oh,
And
really?
yeah, Scrapper is written as Scrapper, and Hook is written, I guess they can confuse the H for an M. He's Mook.
Mook.
Yeah. So we have Scrapper and Mook.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if someone we know hears this part of the episode and lets us know. We'll see.
What a Mook. Or is it a
Only
muck? Since it's
probably.
Hook, it's muck.
Yeah, according to his
I mean, if you're.
Massachusetts accent is it's Mook.
Yeah.
Mook. And I said that one time to our friend who used to go prowl on our message boards. I said
Yeah.
that to him one time. And he looks at me with his very Greek New Jersey Greek look, New Jersey accent. He's like, "Did you just call me a mook?" I was like, "Well, I don't know." Andre said it. He's like, "It's mook. What you said sounds like mud." I said, no. I'm like in the middle of the dialect differences between New Jersey and Massachusetts, or the
Yeah.
accent differences. Anyways. Man, if you ever come across Jim, as Prowl, our friend Prowl, look us up, say hi. Last I knew, he's a doctor in Maine. You there?
That's cool.
Oh, there
Yeah,
you
I'm
are.
here. Oh, I was just letting you reenact your history there.
Yeah, well, he actually came to my wedding, my first wedding. Let me
Oh,
stress.
that's cool.
Yeah, it was good to see him. He just drove down from where he was working up in northern Maine. Really neat to see him. Just showed up. So, anyways.
Doctoring those Wendigos from the Micmac burial ground.
Yeah, he was up there, man. He was up there in God, they call it the county up there. Like Caribou County is a top one third of the state, and it's just potato farmers and people living very rural, in the woods. So.
What about the caribou? Are a lot of caribou up there?
Oh, I don't know. Probably. I've never seen
Is
one.
it just a name? They just can't.
They may have caribou up there, but I know they have a lot of moose. And moose, if you ever see a moose in real life, it looks like it's probably will transform into a 30-foot robot because
Oh,
of
yeah, they're
weight.
huge.
They're huge. It'll take the top off your car if you drive underneath it by accident.
When I was at field camp in Montana, we had a moose that would walk through the camp every night.
Like, did you give him whatever he wanted?
Oh, we just stayed
Cheap.
out of his way.
Just like night watchman coming through, like just make sure you guys are all cozy up in your beds.
We were just glad he wasn't a bear.
It's true. Actually, bear probably stay away because the moose went through there.
Unless they want to eat the moose, but you never know.
Dude.
Because we were in active grizzly territory.
Oh, that's right. You remember telling me that. I couldn't imagine like a grizzly will want to go after a moose. There's got to be a lot easier things out there to kill and eat.
We were lucky then because there was like a, I guess, an overage of berries that grew that year. And bears would rather eat berries than have to chase something down and fight it and all that when they can just like lay in the bushes and just eat what's all around them.
Human nature is not that different. You'd rather go and eat what's available in the fridge rather than have to go get something else or make
Yeah,
something. So,
you go for what's easiest and what conserves energy.
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, though. they'll go after, fish or meat if they have to, but if there's plenty of berries around, then they're chill.
It's probably a year where if there's a bad like drought and berries weren't available or fruit wasn't really available, I bet you money that you'd have more worried about to worry about at that point.
And they did warn everyone that drove there not to leave any kind of food or wrappers in their cars because the bears know how to push windshields in and get into the cars.
Wow.
Yeah. They
Well, you
know, like,
think.
that's the easy entry that's big enough for them.
Yep.
And I mean, apparently a few years back, someone had like an empty bag of Doritos, but they could smell it.
Yeah.
And they destroyed that car trying to get that empty bag of Doritos that was like under the driver's seat.
It wasn't, didn't even have Doritos in it. That's the
Yeah.
worst part.
But when you're running on smell, you don't know. You just know there's something that smells good in there.
I mean, if you smell Doritos,
And they love MSG. So.
it's the most umami
Right.
of the ingredients. So after we witnessed the well, after also Ferdy and Gabe witnessed the birth of the Constructicons and they get their little introduction nameplate things, we go over to the east, the peaks.
Oh, well, there's one other thing before we
Okay.
go, like Columbo. One more thing. Okay. When they all transform, Shockwave sends them out.
Yeah.
It says Scavenger converts to his vehicle mode, a truck crane.
Oops.
Yeah. So he's described as having hooks mode, which the picture shows, I guess a power shovel, a backhoe, or whatever they want to
Yeah,
call it.
the scavengers are like in the foreground, but I wonder if the whoever did the descriptions mixed the two up because they're new characters.
Well, I mean, this is Budiansky writing this, so
I don't
makes you
know.
wonder if maybe they, you know how they would switch names on stuff? I mean, that happened like with Sunstreaker and Sideswipe, so
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't, well, who
I
knows?
mean, Hook seems pretty obvious, but Hook is in that scene also.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, but yeah, anyway, in the actual like verbal description, the written description there, it says he turns into a truck crane, which that's what
Actually,
Hook turns into,
if you look at the if you look
Mook.
at the previous panel, he's obviously talking to Hook because of the way the back like goes over the head. If you look how Hook pull you when you as a toy, you pull his head up, so he's got that that cover of the hook over his head, and that's who the Shockwave calls Scavenger. So you
Well, they
may be
all
onto
kind of
something.
have that, or at least, yes. Scavenger has that too. That
Oh,
little
okay.
flip out head. Yeah, Bone Crusher.
But I mean,
I've got
like,
them all right here in front of me.
well, fine.
Long haul. In fact, I think, Mixmaster is the only one that doesn't have that.
Okay.
He's got the whole rear end of the cement truck over his head.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they all
Yeah.
have the flip-up heads, but I mean, the way that Hook's head comes out of the body, isn't that like kind of a it has the back part of the hook crane on the back on his over his head? Or like it's like a green color, rather the other ones are black.
Well, I think they're all black like that. Let me look at that. I got a hook here. Where is he? Yeah, here. No, his is black too. Like they're
Oh,
all
okay.
black. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right. I can see. Okay.
Yeah.
I had to pull up my yellow version here. I had next
Yeah,
to.
so it's hard to tell because,
Yeah. It could have been anybody. Okay.
anybody could have
And
been anybody.
honestly, look, if you look at that angle, it looks like it could have probably been more Bone Crusher or Scrapper. Or okay, it could have been
Yeah,
it. You're
it.
right. Any one of them could have been it. That's nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a little confusion at the beginning there.
I mean, no, I can see what you're talking about. That little bitty square in the bottom corner.
Yeah.
Looks like that could be part of, yeah. But they have all that stuff hanging off their backs anyway. So,
Yep. So, who
ugh.
knows? So now we are
It's
going
not even
to
the right color for any of them.
go.
So
It's not.
it's all of them and none of them at the same time.
It's Schrödinger's Constructicon.
Right.
So we go. Now we go to the east and the peaks of the Cascade Mountain Range in northern Oregon. And it serves as the most unusual site for a most unique object, the Ark. And true to his word, Jazz is giving, or is it Jazz doing it, or
Prowl.
is it's Prowl? Prowl's giving a tour to Black Rock. That's right. He sees Jazz a little later. So they're
And this is
trying
a
to.
fancy occasion.
It is,
Because
and
GB shaved for this.
he did.
He doesn't have his stash.
He has a very, kind of reminds me of God, he looks like someone famous. You know, he kind of has a whenever Christopher Reeve will put on the sunglass or the glasses
Clark
as
Kent.
Clark Kent. He has kind of a Clark Kent thing going on.
I was gonna say Clark Kent, but he's got those big, like 80s glasses,
He
so he
does.
looks kind of like the Eradicator.
He's got the square jaw and everything like a Clark Kent. Who knows?
Yeah.
He has a
He's
very
almost got the spit curl even.
he does. That's why I kind of thought that. He's
Yeah.
kind of wavy. It's not quite a spit curl, but and they he kind of he's giving them the really the grand tour, because if they're going to be in a partnership, well, hey, we want to give you this look into our stuff. Well, you know, if you're going to provide us with fuel. They're actually being pretty good as far as the bargain goes.
Oh yeah. There's some weirdness going on with like Blue Streak's face.
Yeah, there is. And
He looks like he hasn't gotten much sleep.
his gun barrels actually it would be like missile launchers on his top of his head on the other side are real
Yeah.
stubby and weird looking.
Yeah, and he's got like these weird like eye bags and weird lips.
He does.
And
Very,
his
very
Autobot symbol
ridiculous.
is like massive. Like it goes all the way across the hood on his chest.
It's huge. Just bigger. Someone's as big as his head.
Yeah. And
So
it's not quite drawn right either. It's like
it's
kind of,
not.
which you get a lot of that. You get that in the Sunboat cartoon too. It's like they always had issues with the sigils.
Yeah, and Braun actually looks really good though. Braun's spot on.
Braun's pretty good.
I wonder if it's just because the angle, like how you draw a blue streak as.
I don't know. I mean, it could be the inker getting confused.
No,
But I
he's good.
mean, you look at the style, look at like Blackrock's face on the bottom right,
Yeah.
and then you see Blue Streak, you're like, it's almost like that's two different artists.
Very much does look like it, yeah. Or it looks like they needed some help finishing up parts of it. You know, like they did Blue Streak's face, so someone jumped in there and helped out last minute. I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do this. I'll just kind of mess around to see if I can get it right.
But
Because
not enough to get the many hands credit.
yeah, exactly. But like Braun's face looks really good. Proportions and everything are great.
Yeah, I think this is actually in like an inker issue.
It could be. It could be to me too heavy of ink maybe for the penciling. Who knows?
Yeah, or yeah, I don't know. But
Well,
it's odd.
it's showing them working on the ionic fusion drive that powers the Ark for its interstellar travels.
Right, they're fixing the art, getting ready to get it flying again,
Yeah.
which, I mean, they never really did that in the cartoon. They hinted towards it at the end of the pilot.
Yeah, they hinted towards the end of the pilot because they had made a bargain with all the major powers of the world. They're going to work together to help them, go back home when, once they got rid of the Decepticons. But did they?
They
Did
didn't
they?
get rid of the
No,
Decepticon.
they didn't.
Well, and, you know, it's kind of funny because it. In the future, when they finally got rid of the Decepticons, they had a whole city by that point. So I guess we're just staying.
Pretty much. They were like, yeah, we'll leave. We'll leave as soon as we can. And everyone's like, don't leave, man. Hound's over there sabotaging everything so they can't leave.
It's
Like,
like when
no.
your cousin comes down on your couch for a couple days and it's like 6 months later, he's still there.
Yeah.
You found a
Lucky.
job yet? Oh, I put in some applications, man.
Hey, you're gonna get the new game for your PS4? No, I'm not.
Here, I got it. Where'd you get money for that? Oh, I
I sold
found
some
it.
plasma.
It fell off a truck.
Blackrock is looking around and just he's thinking like, man, I can learn a lot with their science, and it's just like overnight. And like he's thinking like full on capitalism. He's like, I could corner the market on all this stuff, just like watching them.
Oh yeah, he wants to like just trounce all his competition, he says, because
Yeah.
he's got alien tech.
Yeah. I mean, he can make the next generation of jet fighter overnight.
Of everything, dude, could created smartphones and everything. Like he could,
Dude, that's not ever gonna happen. Smartphones are a myth. You know that.
right?
That's Star Trek tech. It's never gonna happen.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, he wouldn't have had the flip phone. That was just too cool for them. That happens with Star Trek. crew. You know, they get that from like Scotty when he came back and gave him transparent aluminum.
There was the one point they had you had your flip phone, if you they had sounds where you could open your flip phone and it would do like that, like you're opening a communicator, and it
Yep.
was at the same time really cool and at the same time extremely nerdy, and loved it. But anyways, that's
I'm surprised they didn't have like Nichelle Nichols ringtones.
they probably
Message from
did. I don't
Starfleet.
know.
I
They probably
know
did.
I had a George Takei for a while.
Was it an oh my?
Oh yeah, it was a great oh my.
Oh my. It was really cool watching him speak at one of the that BotCon, geez, Pensacons. He actually told the story of being taken to internment camps as a little kid,
Yeah.
and how they, he just trying to, explain how easily that could happen again, but not necessarily, Japanese,
Right.
anybody. So it's kind of a scary thing, but it's a really good listen to stories like that to get a perspective.
Oh yeah, he's had an amazing life.
Oh God, yes. So BlackRock asks the most obvious question, like, have you considered what the public knowledge of living alien robots locked in civil war might cause a panic? And they're like, yeah, man, that's why we're trying to keep it on the down low. We're trying to stay hidden. But obviously it's not gonna work
Well,
completely.
you know, and that's where they're still trying to work on that whole robots in disguise thing, which doesn't work when you're fighting in on national TV and in cities and drive-in movie theaters.
So they end up in the repair bay where we have a someone who struck the deal with BlackRock originally, Jazz, missing an arm is being reattached. Which
Yeah.
there's something weird about that arm.
Yeah, it's the wrong arm.
He's gonna have two right arms.
Yeah. Well, and it was his right arm that was damaged. So they're replacing his left arm with another right arm?
Trying to make it symmetrical.
I mean, that's the essential. Maybe that's the old arm that they're taking away and he's got the new arm because that's what side Ratchet's on.
I can see that.
And he's just getting the other arm fixed. So, you know, it's like tires. If you're going to get one tire replaced, you want to do them in pairs, right? At very least. So maybe that's what they're doing with the arms. You
Well,
know,
good thing
well,
they
if you got to
didn't.
get a righty, let's just give you a new lefty too, so they're both the same.
Good thing he didn't try and change his legs too, because all four of those started at the same time. They really pushed for
Right?
that.
Yeah, that's more expensive though.
Yeah, it is. So, anyway, so yeah, he starts talking to Jazz, and there's some interesting artwork around Jazz here.
Oh yeah, we get to see under the hood, so to speak.
He's got glowing yellow eyes under the
Yeah.
visor. It's almost like the I don't know. I wouldn't say the color, because that's Nelly on top. He's colored Jazz before. Maybe Villamonte didn't understand that there's no eyes. It's not like a visor over eyes.
Or it's almost like it's a bill on a cap, maybe? 'Cause you look at the way they did Prowl. Prowl has a small like visor over his eyes. So maybe he thought that's what it was with Jazz
Oh,
as well.
very likely. I mean, this is the first time doing a Transformers issue like that. I could see him doing that.
Right, and so far all of them except for Shockwave have two eyes, so
Yeah, and there's a really, really
well,
dark.
except for some of the Constructicons that just
Well,
have
that's true. With Scavengers, just weird looking. There's a really somber scene here with the body of Sunstreaker laid out on the table. He still hasn't been repaired.
Yeah, we get to see how bad off Sunstreaker is because he hasn't showed up since Shockwave cut him in half to prove a point to Megatron.
And yeah, he looks bad. He's scowling as he's offline.
Oh, yeah, he knows he's not
Finger
pretty
guns.
right now.
It'd be like tracks having a scratch on them.
Right?
The like you know the I don't I, you call them ears, but the like kind of the antenna things on the sides of the head.
Mm-hmm.
He's drawn Jazz's like really out there, like bunny ears almost,
Yeah.
which is cool look. I mean,
He's
honestly, it
got
looks.
shades of Cyclonus going on there.
He does. It's very anime style. The more, I guess, elongated, more I don't know, exaggerated features. There's a bit of that going on, but he can't figure out how to draw Jazz's head quite right.
It's almost like Jazz has all of his panels on his face flipped open.
It does. Yeah, like his head for one thing is like weirdly, really, really drawn. Like there's like he doesn't come to more of a point in the front. It's very flat on that one scene. Next each time you see him, he's got more of a like a point going towards the towards the front. It's like I said, it's almost like he couldn't figure out how to draw his head quite right.
Well, that and a lot of that's inking too. Where did
That's
the inker
true.
put the lines?
That's very true. So you're gonna
And
start
man,
blaming.
Prowl has some nostrils on him.
Dude, does he? He has. It looks like he's a broken nose too.
It looks like he's sniffing GB, like he's getting a good whiff.
That's Prowl's secret power.
Right?
It's he investigates with that nose.
Transformers with nostrils always looks weird. I always like the blocky nose.
Yeah, I mean sometimes like we've seen issues where they're very anthropomorphic and they have a very human looking face. There's times where I really like that. Certain of the tra certain Transformers look really good like that. But these original ones, I just think they look better with like that angled stuff going on. Like you have the angles going down under the eyes and pulling on that squared off chin. And Jazz is the same way. He's got lines going down, like bringing the. It's almost like bringing lines to show with the angle of the face
Right.
without
Yeah.
having, without having like wrinkles. And,
Right, 'cause yeah, their faces are more crystalline.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then you go over and see, we see next Huffer, who's supposed to be working on rebuilding the ultra frequency monitoring, basically radio, so they can
He's over
radio
there
stuff.
playing Universe Sandbox.
He is. He's actually trying to. Oh, he's supposed to be working on that, but he's actually he's fixing the transdimensional radio wave scrambler so they can call Cybertron.
Yeah, he
So
wants to call him, and he's playing with holograms of Cybertron.
it looks really cool, actually. I like that a
Yeah.
lot. His face looks really good too. It has the same kind of thing where it's not. It's I don't know. He has kind of a the outside of his face is more rounded off, but that's kind of his head also. But that nose is more angled and stuff.
He has a very like redneck look to him. Like you could see him in a pair of overalls with the thumbs under his armpits.
Well, man, he's an engineer.
Yeah.
Don't hate on the trade,
He's
man.
like a grease monkey over there.
He is, but he's like he seems happy. He's prowling around and like probably like, no, dude, you gotta get back to working on our stuff. He's like, all right, fine, sorry. And they
He misses
continue.
home. He's homesick.
Oh, wait, the only it's not just him either, so.
Yeah, but I mean, it's especially him, though. He's really getting it hard.
And it's good to see. It's kind of gives them more, I don't know, humanizes them more.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
So they're not like Shockwave. Shockwave is more the anomaly than anything else.
Oh yeah, well, Shockwave and Prowl are like the two least emotional.
But Prowl still has some, it seems.
That's because they want to make him seem nice, but if you look, you can kind of see that he's still very, I guess, matter of fact.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they cause you see him as the antithesis of Shockwave, but he seems less cold. Maybe that's because he's supposed to be a good guy.
Yeah. He's logical, but he's a bit empathetic. But if you read his tech spec, even that Budiansky wrote,
Oh yeah.
that just like Shockwave, he can be confused by like intuitive thinking.
Yeah, he's actually one of their best minds for logic on the Autobots, but
Yeah,
it's
he's a
like he.
strategist.
Yeah, he's a strategist, but he understands logic like Shockwave does.
Right.
And so but the thing is like when you have logic doesn't really account for I'm say like eccentricities and like the way things are said and done or whatever. So that's probably where he
Man,
would get confused.
he would not like the
God, no.
Dinobots.
I
You see
thought
a
you were
bit of
gonna
that
make
later in the series, but
Yes, he does. I thought you were gonna make dinosaurs, not Dinobots. Speaking of Huffer,
yeah.
then they keep walking through and they are greeted with a grim. What he calls it a grim reminder,
Yep. They
and
just keep people's headless corpses around as decorations.
and like. Black and there's Optimus Prime's body with no head, and the Black Rock's like, that's not grim, that's not downright creepy, and it kind of is. It's like, what if you kept around someone who had a limb or a head removed, and just kept their body propped up in the corner?
Man, this is Grandpa from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. When they bring him in, you think he's dead, and then he starts moving. You're like, oh, wait, he's still alive.
Give him the hammer, let him do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is a, I guess, culture shock between the two. Which the first time you saw this was with Spider-Man and Gears. And it's like, wow, they're really cold about Gears. He died, saving people. And, Optimus like, they don't understand how our life works. Yeah. You take our heads off and yeah, we're done. That's
Yeah,
it.
pretty much.
You take their heads off and it's just an inconvenience.
It's like the head that wouldn't die, or the brain that wouldn't die.
Oh yeah, Jan in the pan.
Yes, that's where Optimus Prime is right now. And we watched that recently because my wife had never seen it, and
Oh man.
it's such a schlocky fun movie though.
I just love the transition of how, you get decapitated and, they keep your head on life support and somehow that translates into psychic powers.
Obviously.
Cause, that body was just holding her back.
So this whole thing is it's kind of it is really interesting, like where he's trying to, oh God, I just sorry, I had a bad mental image of like someone slipping like Gabe slipping his fingers in Optimus Prime's mouth, the grandpa from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Anyways,
What is wrong with you? Oh,
dude, that's from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre that he starts like
I
sucking the
know.
fingers and
I'm just like, why would you do that to Gabe and Optimus, though? I mean,
that just my brain was like working in two different directions. I was trying to focus on the issue and also the fact that it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, man.
it's bad enough to give Optimus a mouth. I mean, we saw the one instance in the in G1 where Optimus had
Yes.
a mouth.
It looks terrible too. Terrible mouth. I'm
It's
sorry, folks, that my
disturbing.
brain goes there sometimes. Don't hold it
Yeah,
against me.
he's not sorry.
I've been friends with this guy for too long. Okay.
It's gonna keep happening.
Dude, have you know
So,
the things I don't say out loud?
right? Oh, I do. I do know the things you shouldn't say out loud.
Oh
Because
no, do I say them to
apparently,
you?
we think the same things at the same time all the time.
So you were thinking about Gabe's finger in Optimus Prime's mouth, really?
No, that was like, that's why I was like, what is wrong with you? I wasn't even going there. I was more worried
What?
about what they were trying to get Huffer to work on, which they were trying to get the communications array going on the ARC so they could spy on the Decepticons and like eavesdrop on them.
Yeah. Sorry,
Which no one wants to eavesdrop on your, like, I guess, stream of consciousness because
I'm
there
sure
be
someone,
monsters there.
I'm sure somebody out there does.
Ooh.
I don't
Yeah,
even want to
someone working on
sometimes.
a PhD in abnormal psychology, maybe.
My favorite vocations of science, social sciences. Oh yeah.
It's Abby somebody, Abby
Happy
normal.
normal. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was actually
So,
yeah.
yeah.
I'll get we'll back to this. I was like I was going to go into psychology sociology instead of my tree hugging vocation, but here we are.
You ever thought about doing tree psychology?
Yeah, they're very good listeners. They're not really good responders though, so I mean not that I've done that, but
Yeah. Actually, I want to say like Star Talk, Neil deGrasse Tyson's podcast.
yeah.
Their newest episode is about like plant intelligence.
Well, we know that plants actually communicate with each other.
Yeah, they talk about that. They talk about that Venus flytraps can count.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You gotta watch it.
Interesting.
It's right up your alley. I'm gonna send
Oh
it to you.
yeah. The yeah. So, but so everyone out there, trees do talk to each other. It's not just the ants. Actually, all plants do, and obviously we know mycelium. They all talk.
I was saying, yeah, they play telephone with fungi.
They do. They actually do, and they let the fungi know what things they need in their root systems to carry on the healthy life. It's symbiotic, if you would call it that.
I prefer calling them fungi because it's fungus than fungi.
They're fun guys though, so it
Yeah.
helps.
That's like the GIF and JIF argument. Are they fungi or fungi?
They're gifts.
It's that GI is just problematic. We just need to get rid of it.
Yeah,
Or
getting rid of
settle that if
gastrointestinal
it's
intestinal.
GI, it makes a GUH sound. If it's a JUH, it's a J.
Yeah, if it were graphical interface, yeah, I'd say that it's graphical interface, so
I've
or
got
graphic
some Jarl
interchange.
Scout cookies right here.
Jarl Scout cookies?
Jarl Scouts, because it's a GI, so it's Jarl. If it's J.
Exactly. It's GIF. Anyways,
And that long-necked animal could be a giraffe.
A giraffe. I'm the only person, by the way, in my household who accepts the fact that it's GIF and not JIF.
So you're the only one that's right, is what you're
Yeah,
saying?
exactly. I don't share peanut butter with people. I share graphics. So is a graphic interchange? Is that
If
what
you
it
buy
is?
Great Value, you don't have that problem because they got the R right there to make the G sound
Exactly. So
subtly.
graphic interchange format, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I thought I was getting some of my
But the creator actually says GIF, the guy who coined the term.
Yeah, and look, I'm sorry. The creators could be wrong.
You know, one of the Wright brothers died in the first plane crash, so.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the first plane crash casualty was. Was it Wilbur? I think it might have been Wilbur. I don't. But yeah.
Huh, they leave that part out. So long, Wilbur. Are you looking it up now?
Yeah, I have to know.
Yeah, exactly. So they're basically they're getting Huffer to build a telephone, well, a telephone interface, so that that GB Blackrock, who's doing a little thing to his head like he's having a Spidey sense going off.
Well, it's utterly wrong now. See, Orville Wright was seriously injured.
Oh.
And Lieutenant Thomas E. Selfridge was the first, like, fatality.
I knew I was right.
See? But yeah, see, it was Orville Wright that crashed it, so.
Okay, well, so and then, like I guess his great descendant, Harrison Ford picked up on that.
Yeah.
Crashing planes or helicopters, I guess. Oh, did he crash planes or helicopters? I can't remember. Anyways, BlackRock,
Back to Transformers.
yeah, back to the real stuff, right?
Man, oh, I'm sorry. I got to comment more on like Prowl's Autobot symbol while he's talking to GB. It looks almost like the ancient Autobot symbol that you see like in Five Faces of Darkness.
I can kind of see that actually,
Yeah, because they keep leaving the eyes out of the Autobot symbol.
yeah, they do.
Like he's giving you a real narrow look, he's cutting his eyes at you.
If you look at the bottom of the page Huffer's chest, it looks like someone's got like a mask on his face, not even an Autobot or Decepticon symbol. It's shaped like a
Yeah.
Decepticon symbol, but it has like a
He's got a
little eye.
kabuki mask on his
It
chest.
kind of does face the Najika, man. So yeah, the was that, is that the episode where they had the Kabuki mask?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
The Zemojin.
yes.
And yeah, they cut out the it was basically Perceptor's symbol. There was a what was it? It was a universal something. Anyway, it was some kind of device they needed. And he yanked it out of his chest and put it in a little geisha robot.
Could you imagine if we weren't trying to stay focused, folks? This is like how these conversations go.
Oh man, yeah, we're trying to keep on track.
I'm trying my best here.
But GB Blackrock is a dirty spying employer.
Yeah, he is. You like that?
Yeah, he's a little paranoid too, I think.
Yeah, the
But this is the 80s, so it was like cutthroat, corporate raider, corporate espionage type stuff going on. So,
Yeah, he wants to make sure no one's sharing secrets, which, imagine that
no,
kind
he wants to make sure no one was saying anything they shouldn't.
of. Oh, well, that's kind of what I kind of put that together. Like they're saying things over the phone they should, like sharing secrets, like inadvertently or not.
Man, and well, this isn't just over the phone because most employers do that, they monitor your phone calls. But he's turned every phone in his businesses into a bug so he can listen to it. He even says he has them bugged. So he can hear them in their casual conversations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't think
So
of
are
that on
they
that.
insulting GB? Is that something you shouldn't say?
Narcissism has a lot of checks and balances. This is a completely unchecked narcissist.
Well, here's some real world factors for you.
Yeah.
Because Oregon is a one-party consent state.
Oh yeah.
So this is probably legal what he's
Yeah.
doing.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and consent is usually obtained when you fill out the forms when you're first hired, like those little things you
Yep.
initial
No
and you
one
didn't
reads.
read, you're agreeing to this to let them do that. And then additionally, the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, the ECPA, allows employers to listen in on business calls, but they're not allowed to record or listen to private conversations.
See.
And, but they are allowed to, like, I guess they can listen in on things going on around the job place, but they're not allowed to record them.
Okay,
Yeah.
but
So what he's doing is absolutely legal now,
yeah.
and there probably weren't even laws in place for it in the 80s.
Oh, probably not at
It's like
all.
in Revenge of the Nerds, like everything the nerds do is pranks are now felonies. Like every
God.
one of those guys should be in prison.
Especially the funhouse thing where he's wearing the Darth Vader costume.
Oh yeah, that one. I'm thinking
That.
like the hidden cameras in the sorority
Oh
house and
yeah.
stuff. And yeah,
It...
there's so many things that they did then that now are like absolutely illegal.
real
The
bad.
80s were a different time, man.
They really were. man. Also, so we moving on though. He's like he basically tells Huffer like, "Hey, if you can get some kind of thing set up here, we can listen to all the communications of the Decepticons."
So
And
basically, I just need a phone.
yeah, he's gonna rig a phone to the communications
I'm
setup.
sorry. Don't one of you guys turn into a phone?
That would be perfect.
Right?
Can y'all make one of them?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we learn a lot about how dark it has worked for BlackRock Industries. But we go forward to finding our little yellow guy, Bumblebee, spying.
The only guy working today
He
besides
really
Ratchet.
is. Yeah, he's watching the assembly plant.
Yeah, the aerospace plant, yeah.
Airspace plant, yeah. And Laserbeak flies at Laserbeak flies out and shoots the army, vehicles and stuff, and everything starts melting. He's like
He
altering the
shoots them with
structure.
MacGuffin missiles.
Yeah.
Because we don't even get a good description of like what they are. We just know what it does.
Changing the molecular structure of metal.
Yeah, it like basically makes metal turn into goo.
Yep.
Which, you would think those would be really important weapons to use in this fight against Autobots.
Yeah. That would have been like a really nice thing to have in your.
Although maybe Cybertronian metal is not
Doesn't really work.
susceptible to this, that maybe this is like a substandard earth metal
Yeah.
issue. They're like, oh, hey, they don't have the phrasimazastat in their metal, so we can just use that gas on them.
Yeah, and that's what they do. While that all that happening, the Constructicons all drive out, like basically undercover of all the smoke and the craziness going on.
Yeah, it's a distraction so the Constructicons can slip out.
Which they see the Constructicons and yeah, I don't they didn't really make reference like who are these guys, but they just like yes, yeah, six Decepticon vehicles just came out. And he's like, Prowl tells Bumblebee to follow him.
Yeah, well, he sees six vehicles coming
Six
out. He
vehicles.
doesn't know necessarily if
Funny,
they are
funny. Said
Decepticons.
See, okay. I see six. Yeah, I see six vehicles coming out. Okay, I thought for sure that was hey, well, I just saw what I wanted to see. But
See how you are.
yep. Now there's several hours later at a truck stop alongside a lonely stretch of interstate. It is in the southeastern Idaho. So,
Now,
very.
there's an issue with this page.
Really?
Yes, because this page was put out of order in the UK on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it appears 2 pages earlier than it does in the US version and the IDW reprint.
Okay.
Because what we're left on is like our cliffhanger.
I
This
got you.
comes after that,
That would have been a
which.
weird cliffhanger. So that makes sense. They would have done that way.
Yeah, so they did this just so you can introduce Bomber Bill.
He looks like rock and roll from G.I. Joe, but like beefier.
It's like rock and roll had a baby with Kris Kristofferson.
God, it does.
Yeah.
He's a trucker.
Yeah, this guy is straight out of Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, this is
Oh
like
yeah.
Cooter's cousin,
Yeah, I was
Bomber
gonna say
Bill.
it looks just like it could be Cooter. Yeah, because his don't come at us with this. Look at the Dukes of Hazzard. There's a character named Cooter.
He's the tow truck driver.
We're not using this word arbitrarily.
Yeah.
It sounds like we are.
That's, Southern people have funny nicknames. I mean, this is coming from a
Yeah.
guy named Boo.
Yep.
So,
I don't know what people call me, but it's They don't tell me.
Oh yeah. They tell everyone else though. So
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure
we
they
got all kinds of nice names for you.
Yep.
We have a trans truck back there, by the
We
way, behind Bomber
do.
Bill.
I think it's supposed to be like trans world or trans globe, but it says trans
Yeah.
with a globe below it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like Trans World, which that's the second time we've seen a reference that could be Trans World, because there was like the banner or whatever at the race car track at Black Rocks Track.
Well, that's right. I do remember that.
And like Trans World, if I remember correctly, that was the airline from Airplane.
Oh, was it really?
I think so, yeah.
It might be. Or is it from Airplane 2?
Oh,
No.
is the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, because in Airplane 2, they were going to space.
Well, yeah, there's space shuttles.
Yeah, with Shatner, like,
Shatner calling it in.
yeah.
God, I love those movies.
And so Bomber Bill, who has his name plastered across his trailer, which normally you don't have a customized trailer like that.
But Bomber Bill does.
Yeah, like the truck may be customized, but they just hook up to the trailers and pull them. But yeah,
Yeah.
Bomber Bill does. And he's pulling into Foster's Cafe. And
Yeah.
either Foster's Cafe is tiny or Bomber Bill's truck is huge.
Huge. They're all huge. Like the one that has the trans world, if you look at the cab, it looks like a pickup truck with a
Yeah.
trailer on it. You think they know how to draw like 18-wheelers at this point with
And I think
off the
the
front.
one next to it says RV on it, or is that just an R with like a seagull? It's hard to tell. I
That
love
could
looking at
be.
all the background
I
stuff.
know. Someone had fun doing all that stuff.
So
Oh,
you
yeah.
want some of the T-bone and taters drown in heavenly gravy?
I mean, it
This is
sounds
so stereotypical Southerner.
stereotypical Southerner
In Oregon.
well, actually, this is in Idaho.
Idaho. Oh, is it?
It
Yeah,
is, yeah,
Idaho.
southeastern Idaho.
Oh, you're
And
right. Yeah.
it's like it is. It's like the truck stop that would have been in Maximum Overdrive.
That or like Superman 2.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's a good
Yeah.
call there too. She is wearing a very skin tight apron, by the way.
Right?
There's not much
That
left to
keeps
the
the truckers
imagination.
coming in.
Yeah.
It looks like
Ethel.
Aunt May is next to Bomber Bill.
It kind of does actually. You seen my nephew?
Man, I was just thinking that like a T-bone and mashed potatoes and gravy with a pot of black coffee.
A pot of black coffee, no less.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
The days before no-dos, I guess. So.
Oh God. Well, he's off. He just did this 8 days straight, and he's taking a little time off. Put 12,000
He's
miles on
coming
old
down
Jesse.
off all those uppers.
Those gas station truck stop uppers. Oh God. Heads
Not
up and
even getting
yellow
into the other
jackets.
pills they sell at the gas stations and truck stops.
He's got to wean himself off him with a pot of black coffee.
Where are your lot lizards at, Ethel?
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You got a copy of Swank back
You got cherry? No nugget.
road gets lonely.
But he's got kids. He's showing pictures of his kids off.
Yeah, Bomber Bill's wholesome. I know we're making truck stop jokes here, but yeah, Bomber Bill's very wholesome.
He's very wholesome if he keeps that kind of line of thought on the road for 8 days straight,
For
12,000 miles.
Odin's illegitimate child here. See, he's got the winky eye too.
He does. He's this is Thor's cousin.
Right?
God, looks like it could be. Oh God, that hurts. Okay, I gotta stop. Oh.
Yeah.
Oof. Anyways, we had an issue to keep finish up here,
Right?
but
Oh, we're having issues, all right.
we are. Oh God.
Bomber Bill issues.
Yeah, he's great. I like him a lot.
I almost wonder if he would have showed up in like the, was it the US One comic, the trucker comic they had?
Yes, that would be great. He's wearing a really funky vest too. I don't know. He's got a white tank top underneath there. And he's wearing this vest. It looks like it's like alligator, especially alligator skin or something. It looks splashy green.
It's straight out of the Flintstones, man. That's dinosaur.
That looks like it's like
That was a
okay.
dinosaur like dress jacket, and he just ripped the sleeves off of it. That's
He
what happened
did.
there.
He did. It looks like
And he's
that's
got his
amazing.
Conan, bracer there and on his
That's amazing.
wrist.
That's amazing. He really does. Wow.
They
Okay.
put a lot into Bomber Bill,
He
man.
did. Bomber Bill's the man. Look at that guy. Yeah.
And yeah, just so no one gets confused, no, this isn't the bad guy from Mario.
Oh no, it's not. This is a wholesome American, cousin to Thor, Odin's son, and also cousin to Cooter, and
Right.
he's actually no, he, I was wrong. He's not wearing a white tank top underneath his vest. He's wearing a
That's
white
his
polo,
skin. That's
like a white.
the tan line.
He's got a collar. He's like wearing a white polo with the sleeves ripped off underneath his vest.
Yeah, see, this was somebody else's outfit. It's like he mugged Jeff Goldblum and tore the sleeves off.
That's amazing. I like Bomber Bill already. Oh, but the next page, there is more going on after the Constructicons are gone, and a name that will sound familiar. But this is kind of funny because they actually use the name of the figure that came out, not the name from the show. So,
Well, there was so much back and forth on that. And we're talking about Jetfire.
Jetfire, yeah. Well, I was
Yeah.
going to get to it, man. Come on. I was like, building suspense for the people
Oh,
who haven't read
okay.
a 40-year-old comic. He's designed Jetfire to be the most powerful and lethal Decepticon jet yet, and to bring about the death of the Autobots.
And Harmony Gold is going to get him for this panel.
Are they, though?
Yeah, because look at that nose cone. That is a Veritech dude. He's got a half-assembled Veritech up there.
I can't even make that thing out. I just see like red and white and it's a wing sticking out. I
Right,
didn't
but look
know.
how pointy the nose cone is.
On a jet?
Yeah, because Jetfire has a squared-off nose.
Okay. All right. Sure. We'll go with this.
Yeah.
Hasn't buffed the nose down for a final product yet.
Well, what I'm saying is this part was designed before they apparently got the message that they have to redesign the character.
Oh yeah, definitely that. I could,
Yeah,
yeah,
because
you
they
could.
did the redesign because the original, like, production art for Jetfire looked like the toy. It looked like a Veritech, a
Yep,
Valkyrie.
the toy art and everything. Also, they went forward with that. The box art and everything was done as a Valkyrie, and it was Roy Fokker's Valkyrie.
Yeah, so they're still working off of that pattern in this issue.
Yeah, what's his face? Harmony Gold. What is that guy's name? The guy who always he was like basically created Robotech. Forget his name. I don't know. Yeah, he was
Yeah.
like, no, guys, no. Get the lawyers on the phone. But yeah, so they bring, or well, I say they, spark plugs brought home, and he is, man, he's ready to get to work. He's like, man, I got to get in there. There are all these things I get to work on. And he's like, and Buster's like, you had a heart attack, Dad. Yeah, it was like a little one, son. But it's great to be home
Yeah,
again.
just a little heart attack.
He's like, I can't wait to get back to fixing cars.
He was like, I can't wait for another T-bone and taters smothered in heavenly gravy
Where's
after my heart
my
attack.
friend Bomber Bill? He'll go with me. He opens the garage and he is shocked to see no cars being worked on.
No cars in there. It's emptied.
So yeah, they've all been fixed, and he's like bewildered, like where are all the cars at? And Buster's like, well, I fixed them. I even took in some extra business. I hope you don't mind. He's like, dude, I'm proud. I thought you're gonna be a bookworm, man. You're get with the old man, and we're gonna get this garage name changed, and it's gonna be great.
He even references Mr. Fishbean's transmission
He
repair,
does. He
which
does.
we heard about in issue 33.
It's Fishbane.
The Fishbane?
I
Something
think it's Fishbane.
like a bean. He's a bean. Fishbean.
Yeah.
Or could it be bind, fish bind?
Fishbane. So, yeah, man. And then, like,
Sounds
there's
kind of German that way. Yeah. Herr Fishbein.
a.
He's a GoBot.
A doctor. He's walking off and he's like, man, we're gonna get this thing done. Let's over dinner we can figure all this stuff out. It'll be great. And like while he's in the garage, Buster notices like a bolt that's not screwed in all the way. And he uses it's like he's using his new Aquaman powers, just like make that go in, and he does like the wave thing.
Yeah, he has the
There's an
concentric circles and all that, and he's got like the havoc waves coming out of his head.
So actually, yeah, he does actually. That's a good way to call it. He's learned how to control the powers a bit.
Yeah, he still doesn't know how he got it, but
No. He's gonna use it, man.
yeah, it just seems like a weird place for a bolt because even the bolt's not like flush with the table.
No, it's not. It's almost like it's I don't know, like it's part of an engine that was like off to the side. I don't know, because if you look at
Or
the
it was just a bolt on the table and he just flexed, just a hey, I'm gonna just ram this bolt into the table with my mind.
Well, if you look the second panel on the page on the top right, that is not a table originally. That looks like a part of an engine, but then
Yeah.
it becomes a table. So who knows?
It sounds like something designed by AI. It started out, it was a car engine, and now it's a table.
That AI slop.
Ha.
But then we have one of the things I always look forward to now, sound waves.
Oh yeah. Well,
So.
don't forget that, they have the specials
Oh
for like
yeah.
Transformers in
Yeah,
your shops.
the Force and Great Marvel specials in your shops now, like the Transformers special, which this was in the annual though. What was
Yeah,
that?
it's a collected comics.
Oh, that's right. That's what makes more sense looking at the cover there. And
Yeah.
also Secret Wars, so you have your collected Secret Wars, Spider-Man, and then the Get Along Gang.
That's the one we're really all waiting for, is the Get Along Gang collected
I still
comics.
hear that theme from the cartoon in my head.
Really?
Oh yeah. I don't know why. This one is earworms. I can,
It's
that's gonna
because
I'm
you
gonna wake up at
watched it.
3 a.m.
That's why.
listening to it. Oh, it was just one of the things you had with commercial while you're watching Transformers.
Well, it was a cutesy cartoon. I was
Oh
just a little
yeah,
too
totally.
old for it by the time it came out, but.
Well, I was too. That's why I didn't watch the show. I just know the jingle.
I figure you're like right in the right age gap
Oh,
there for it.
no, not even close.
With your Care Bears and
No, actually, my wife is actually on the right. She's in the right. She had her Care Bears and stuff. So no, not me. I it totally. It was a little too. I was past that a bit. I was.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Okay, yeah, you finally found one. Yourself. Okay, so the letters is I was a Nigel Burrows from Macclesfield. Dynamax meeting the Guardians, like I can't even see the Dynamax losing, and then talking about Windcharger was able to defeat Guardian in issue 21. I'm like, you gotta understand the powers of Windcharger and the Dinobots here.
Yeah, there's two different power sets
Yeah.
entirely.
Wait, the Dinobots are the Brute Squad. The Windcharger is magnetic. I mean,
Right. In like D&D terms, you're comparing, a team of fighters with a psionicist.
oh, what is this? Readers, please note that in this and all following answers, in order to save me a great deal of work, I have left blanks for after each hated name. Loyal followers of the Decepticons will know what to insert in these blanks.
Yeah, he's blanked out all his.
Yeah.
Just fill it in. There's too many. He's running out of spit.
Dude, this is almost like Mad Libs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading it going, oh, as Ratchet blank pointed out in this issue 31 story, Guardian blank had two potential weaknesses, magnetic field and what damaged his central core, blah blah. So yeah, that's why Windcharger is the perfect transformer Autobot to fight Guardian. So yeah, Then let's see. Well, that's right. Then
This is
Steven.
a good letters page because Soundwave's in rare form.
I enjoy reading your comic very much, but there's one question I've got to ask. What sort of planes do Skywarp, Starscream, and Thundercracker turn into? I've also sent in my top three favorite Transformers, Grimlock, because I admire his courage. His courage. Soundwave, because he's so cunning. And number three, Starscream, because his big mouth is always getting me into trouble. Mark Sigley from Leak. Yeah, he basically says here essentially they're F-15 jet fighters.
Yeah,
But
we're with an amalgam of different types of jet. So
yeah.
I that's their out for why they aren't exactly like F-15s.
Yeah.
It's a clever sidestep.
Yeah. And how dare you put Grilling first? But I forgive you for your next choice. You're so right. Talk about Soundwave would be the next one.
Right.
And number three, true, true about talk about Starscream.
He's like, yeah,
Yeah,
we don't
we
even get
know.
into Starscream,
We
man.
know. It's well known at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, dear Soundwave, I am Transformers crazy. Every boy in the school is bringing in Transformers toys, and some of them have you. I also have got you, and I like making Optimus Prime smack you in the face. No offense taken, I hope. I also like have my mini Autobots jump on you. Hope you don't mind. To be honest, you have an awful time of it at my house. By the way, will there be a Guardian toy?
Yeah, this is
Answer.
great. I think this is my favorite letter in this page.
I have just dispatched all five of my spy cassettes to ensure that you too have an all time of it in your house. No offense taken, I hope. They have strict instructions to use all weapons to maximum effect. Hope you don't mind. Since Guardian no longer exists, no toys planned.
Yeah, so he just threatened a kid. I'm sending my boys to come rough you up.
No offense taken.
Yeah.
I hope. Dear Soundwave, I've been reading Transformers since issue 27. I'm writing in to say how brilliant it is. Robot Capers and Matt and the Cat are very funny. I mean, okay. And the Transformers and Machine Man stories are exciting and well drawn. Machine Man is very well drawn, yes.
Yes, now.
Yeah, exactly. Your letters page is also very interesting. The four giant posters have really brightened my room and are a welcome sight to wake up to. Can you please tell me, is there a Transformers annual available? Keep up the good work that's made the Transformers my favorite comic. Paul Curnow? Yeah, I think Sheffield.
Maybe Kerno
Curnow, could be.
could be either one.
Entertaining Furious Species has always been a favorite pastime of mine. Rest assured that the quality of this publication will only increase while I hold sway here. As for the Transformers annual, see the next letter. And, Dare Soundwave, I would like to know how the Transformers War started and how Optimus Prime became leader of the heroic Autobots. Next issue's Robot War 2 will feature a feature will tell you how the conflict began, and this year's Transformers annual, there's a woefully biased account of how Optimus Prime, blank, became leader of the Autobots, blank, entitled "And There Shall Come a Leader."
Which we have covered.
Yes, we have covered. Honestly, the annual comes after this, but it really, in the grand scheme of things, it should have. It comes right where it should be.
Yeah, well, we had people writing in about it already, so.
And so, yeah, that's the issue there.
Well, we have Stock Exchange,
Oh, we do, we do.
which this guy wants Prowl with all his weapons, so he wants a complete Prowl, and he wants to trade Brawn, Huffer, and Windcharger.
Three mini bots for a car. I mean, that's not terrible.
I
Well, yeah, it's
was
not
like, man,
great.
yeah, we all want that kind of deal, especially now.
Yeah, I got plenty of extra mini bots.
And it looks like this guy's not a fan of Mysterians because all three of those were Mysterians.
They were, that's right.
Yeah.
And this other guy, it seems a little more. I don't know though. That's kind of a bad exchange for me. Hound for Ratchet.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fairly even exchange,
Yeah.
roughly. But it sounds like he's not a fan of the no head.
Yeah, actually, it's become one of my favorite forms. Like later in life, I really like that style with the no head and the sled thing.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that just don't like the sticker face. I mean, as a kid, I was like, really a sticker face? But I liked it because it reminded me of pole position. So
Yes,
there's
pole
that.
position.
Now, we did skip something, though,
We did.
early on.
Oh, God.
We did not go over the Robo Capers.
Oh, I apologize.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. I do remember reading this.
And this one fits in with, I guess, kind of our theme of rednecks.
Redneck the Cruel.
Yep,
He,
he's going to destroy the human race. He gets out of his rocket that's hit nose cone down.
yep. He's got like a,
And
he looks like he's got almost like a Jolly Roger on his chest, too.
yeah, he does. And I mean, there's almost shades of Death's Head in his face, too.
Kind of, yeah, I can see the slitted like almost the gills for the like speaker mouth.
Yeah, he's got the mouth grill frown.
And
So, yeah, he picked the wrong color to land in a bull pasture.
yep,
Yeah.
this could have been a hee-haw skit.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, there's definitely a theme running this week.
Yep. So yeah, that is issue number 35. And well, actually, let's see. The end of the issue still has the kid with the freaky face and the red jacket. There's
He's back with
also,
his gun and his truck.
yes.
And we have a spoiler for the next issue in
Yep,
the
this is the
teaser.
Constructicons, all six of them.
It's like they don't want to surprise you. It's like, really, you're going to give that away? I mean, I'm sure people know already. They watch the
Oh yeah.
cartoons.
Oh yeah,
But,
definitely.
you know.
You know, actually, in like the little preview picture, Devastator looks pretty good, though he's woefully small. But I don't know. Devastator's one of
Well,
those things on the symbol that he's huge and he's like regular size and he's huge again.
yeah, that's Sunbow went crazy with it. If you look at the way they've got him drawn here, that's to scale what six normal size
Oh yeah.
Transformers would make a
Yeah,
giant
yeah.
like, which that's still a pretty big dude. He doesn't have to be King Kong.
No, I mean, I think he should have been a little bigger, but because you know, think about all the Constructicons kind of get in like a blocky form to form the limbs.
Well, and I like to think that they're like the industrial mining vehicles. They're not like your regular
Yeah.
trucks and stuff you see on the street. These are like the big industrial, like
That would
strip
make more
mining
sense.
vehicles, which are just enormous. That works better for them.
And while you felt pretty good about reading a comic, then it reminds you at the end about Fun for Ethiopia. Make you feel bad for spending your 30p on this comic where you could have been saving a life of a child in Africa or in
Oh yeah,
Ethiopia.
but they talk about the prizes they're giving out. They've got a bunch of
Yeah.
like artwork that you can get.
I was joking, but yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, did you enjoy the issue, kid? Here's a starving child. This is the time where we always had the your mom would say you better eat that because there's starving children in Africa.
Yeah.
And this is the starving children in Africa, so.
Well, and I don't. We don't really watch TV anymore. Everything streams.
Oh
But
yeah.
when we do watch TV, it's like the tearjerker, like rehoming animals or abused animals commercials and Sarah McLachlan singing.
I
Like they
mean,
still run those.
back in the I'm gonna say the 90s, what was her face? She's on a sitcom in the 80s. She was like blonde hair. She was always in those Feed Africa.
Are you talking about Sally Struthers?
Those Struthers, thank you.
Yeah, from All in the Family. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, she was. She's always doing the thing in the middle of the night. So if you were up late watching, probably Cartoon Network or something like that, or who knows, like Adult Swim. Every so often, you get one of the Sally Struthers commercials.
Well, it wasn't just those. I mean, she did the community college courses.
That's
You
right,
want to
she
make
did.
more money? Sure, we all do.
Oh God,
That
that
was her.
was. Oh my God, that reminded me. Okay.
Yeah, it stirred those neurons, huh?
Go away, Sally.
All
So yeah, we better go ahead and end it here, man, because I gotta get ready for my day tomorrow. And I thank you for everyone checking this out, listening to us ramble about a bunch of stuff that most people forgot about. I actually forgot about quite a bit, so.
right,
Definitely check out that thumbnail art. That was Boo worked on that. Is pretty intense how much work went into that. It's really, really cool.
it was a
And
fun one.
yeah, and if you like the thumbnail art, if you our Discord actually has a channel for the thumbnail art. So if you ever want to kind of get a good look at them, they're all there. So
Yeah, they always pop off too quickly.
they do. That's the problem. I mean, I'll have it show up on my screen on my car when I'm working during the day and it's playing, but it's not. You
It's
don't
not
have to
your
do it that
fault.
way.
It's the way the platforms do it.
Oh yeah, I know. Well, it's definitely not my fault.
We're gonna blame you though.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm used to it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I get blamed for a lot of things. So let's leave it off here. Guys, if you wouldn't mind, give us a follow, give us a like, give us a review. Hopefully nice, then very cordial. I mean, if you listen this long, I hope you can give a nice review or you just hate listening. But so yeah. If you want to take us out of here, Abu, I would appreciate it.
Bye.
See you later, everybody. More Than Music's Guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and/or Marvel. And without you, None of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.